The following recording, England 54, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comic at Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onoroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. And for us children, it was fantastic because the block where we lived was one of 4 that formed a square, and in the middle of the square was a huge playground where we spent all of our time, and we were very fortunate that we had lots of things there that other children didn't have. Parallel bars, single bars to swing on, monkey climbers, swings, slides, the umbrella. An umbrella was a kind of a conical shape with made out of bars, and at the bottom of the cone there were seats, and this was kind of suspended on a single pole. It's like an upside down ice cream cone and it went round. Warden. And he used to say he was getting the bus to Wogden.
Who said that?
My dad. He was getting the bus to Wogden. And I thought, where's this place, Wogden? And it was Wogden, but my dad had picked up that in Wogden they spoke with an accent and they called it Wogden. So he was working in Wogden. W-A-L-K-D-E-N, Wogden.
And he said?
Wogden. That's the accent. Within the area of where I lived, there were towns like Bolton, Oldham, Rochdale, Bury, and each would have their own accent. Even Swinton, which was only 4 miles up from us, had its own accent. And in later years, I found that when I was mixing with people from these places, when I talked about a barm cake, they would be talking about a muffin or an oven bottom, and a barm cake to me was something similar to a burger bun made out of dough, quite a light kind of dough, a similar shape but without any seeds or anything on it. Barm cake, B-A-R-M, C-A-K-E.